Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Wow, these look really nice.
Hey, Rolo.
Oh, hi, Nimini.
What are you looking at on the computer?
What? Nothing. I'm not looking at anything.
Okay.
Wow, I am putting that in my cart.
Rolo, are you online shopping?
Mind your own business.
Okay, sorry, just asking.
Everyone's going to love these.
Rolo, are you...
It's a secret!
Okay, I will leave you be, Rolo. Bye.
Now that Nimini's gone, I can order my special gifts for everyone on the internet. And ordered. I can't wait for my very cool things to be delivered. I will wait right here for my important package. That was fast. Hello, I'm ready for my... Hey, where's my package? What's this note on the door say? Sorry we missed you. We'll try again soon. I guess I'll just wait some more. They're back. Hello? Do you have my... What? Where'd they go? Another note? Sorry we missed you again? What? How? I will not miss my important package. I will stare at the door all day until it arrives. All week if I have to. All month. I will spend the rest of my life looking at this door. I will not look away from this door ever, ever, ever.
I like my story.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination. This is weird.
I'll think of something in the next 20 years.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, where we take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Today is a very big day for me, Rolo, because I'm staring at the door waiting for a package to arrive.
Hey, Rolo, what package?
Leave me alone!
Well, sorry, wow. Can we at least do a story while you wait?
Of course!
Amazing! Hey, everyone, we're gonna do a story! Listeners, have you ever had to choose between your favorite snacks? Or have you had another very hard choice? Like, for example, I actually can't think of a harder choice than choosing between snacks. Ooh. But good thing that's sort of what this next story is all about, except for raccoons. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Asa. I'm 7 years old, and I live in New York. This is my story. It's called The Raccoon's Very Hard Choice.
Thank you. raccoons. The best food is trash and garbage. The best food for us raccoons is trash and garbage.
What a life eating garbage. Trash and garbage for Rufus the raccoon
and his raccoon.
Taste of sweet, smelly garbage. We eat al fresco under the moon.
Under the moon.
All those leftover tissues and candy wrappers. We love them all.
We love them all.
Every night eating garbage. There's nothing better than garbage big and small.
Here we go. The best food for us raccoons. The best food is always garbage. The best food for us raccoons.
It's trash and garbage. Trash and garbage.
All right, raccoons of Maple Avenue, it's Thursday night, which means one thing.
It's trash night.
Jeff, give him the rundown.
Well, the Henderson family has 4 bags of garbage out tonight. The Smith family threw out a bunch of old newspapers. Hey, Rufus, where are you going?
He's opening the Miller family's door. Rufus, you know the rules. We can only eat the human's trash outside on the curb.
It's fine, guys. They're at the beach. I just want to check to see if they're hiding any garbage in the house. Here I go.
What a nice little kitchen. I like the backsplash and the fridge. I think that's where they hide all the garbage. Let's take a look-see, just a smidge. So much weird-looking stuff here. These little red things, they smell okay. One small bite wouldn't hurt me. Here goes nothing.
Hey. Mmm. What are these yummy things? Make my heart start to sing. Let me see if I can make out the spelling. Strawberries. And what's this? Lettuce. Fruits and vegetables. I've heard about those. I gotta go tell the others.
The best food for us raccoons. The best food is always garbage. The best food for us raccoons.
Raccoon friends, listen up.
Discovered the most delicious food.
It's garbage, yes, must be garbage.
And now my whole perspective has been skewed.
It's garbage, what kind of garbage?
I know at first it might seem a little scary, but try some of these vegetables and strawberries.
Mm. Wow!
This changes everything.
What's the best food for us raccoons? Is it fruit or the trash and garbage? What's the best food for us raccoons? Is it fruit and veggies or trash and garbage?
I think we should vote.
Yeah! Hi, I'm June Hughes with Raccoon News, reporting live from Maple Avenue, where the local raccoons are deciding whether the best food is trash and garbage or their newly discovered fruits and veggies.
God, it's 14 votes for garbage and 14 votes for fruits and veggies. Rufus, it's up to you to break the tie.
We spent our life eating garbage, which helps the humans and helps the earth.
That's true.
But healthy foods help our bodies, like fruits and veggies. We know their worth.
That's also true.
To end this crazy dilemma, this food dilemma, we must take an oath.
What kind of oath?
Now isn't garbage.
Huh?
Or fruits and veggies.
Huh?
It's both.
Oh. The best food for us raccoons. The best food is fruit and garbage. The best food for us raccoons is fruit and garbage. Trash and veggies. We choose
Wow, that story was
so good. All of these kids are amazing.
Oh, no!
Rolo, what is it?
While I was talking about
out how much I loved that amazing story, they left another note on the door that says, "This was our final attempt. You can pick up your package at the space post office." No!
Oh, no, Rolo. The space post office is not far from here, but the trip is very dangerous. We'd have to send you out in a pod, and you'd be on your own. You'd have to fly through the Beta Astrid meteor shower.
I'll do it.
Rolo, there's no way this package is worth it.
It is! I must go!
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, Rolo, get into this spacesuit.
Done.
And into this pod.
I'm in the pod.
Okay, we'll be talking to you the whole time, in your earpiece. Can you hear us?
Yes. Okay, here I go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here I go to get the package! Rolo to Story Pirates, do you read?
We read, Rolo.
Okay, I'm putting in the coordinates and then I just have to...
Rolo, watch out for that space trash!
Oh no, my pod's been compromised. I'm trying to hold on! Oh no, the meteor shower! There's a big hole in my pod! I'm being sucked into space! Oh no. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no!
Rolo? Rolo, what's happening? Rolo? Are you there? Do you copy?
I copy!
Are you okay? Is your pod still working?
Nimini? I don't know how to say this, but I am now free-floating through space.
Oh, no, Rolo, that's not good.
What do? I'm just floating. I can't get to the post office if I'm floating.
Rolo, forget about the post office.
I can't. I need to get that package.
Rolo, you shouldn't pour out into the package. I need whatever's in it.
Nimini? Nimini! Oh no! I'm too far away! She's gone! I'm all alone!
We'll be right back.
Hey grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right,
Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Think, Rolo, think. You're floating through space, and that's bad, but you're floating towards the post office where your precious package awaits, and that's good. But there's no way to control where I'm going, and that's bad. But zero gravity is fun, so that's good. But I'll probably never see my friends again, so that's bad. Oh, no. It's mostly bad. There's only one thing to do. Take a nap.
Rolo? Rolo?
Nimini? Are you real?
No, I'm in your dream. But everything I'm saying is real because this is your brain's way of telling you what you need to hear.
So really, you are me?
Yes, and you, as me, are telling you that you can't give up now. You need to get this package. This package is the most important thing in the world.
You're right. I have to get that package.
You have to, Rolo.
I have to.
Rolo.
I must get the package.
Rolo. Rolo.
Ah, Nimini, you're really here.
Yes, Rolo, I came and found you in my own pod. You're safe now, and we're going home.
No, we have to get the package.
Rolo, you've already been through too much. We need to go back.
But, it's a gift for the Story Pirates, and I need you to get your gift.
Oh. Well, okay, fine, Rolo. Let's go get that package.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, because we're dodging meteors.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay. We must have left real quick. Ready?
Oh, that was close. That was closer.
Whoa! What was that? Oh, my
goodness. Oh, we're here. Wow, it's a drive-thru. Hello, Mr. Space Postman. One package for Rolo Vincent, please.
Here you go.
Yay!
Come on, let's go home.
Wow. Whoa. Okay.
Okay, we're gonna go left right here. Ready?
We're back, everyone.
Hey, welcome back.
And I got my package. Time to open it.
Oh wow. What's in here?
Okay. Oh wow.
Ta-da! It's hats. A fun hat for everyone.
Wow, these hats are cool.
Mine has antennas. Mine is a top hat.
Mine has a little propeller on it. Wee-wee!
I knew everyone would like their little hats.
We love them. I want to say on behalf of everyone that this was totally worth the risk.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I knew it. Tomorrow, I will order everybody's shoes.
No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, should we do another story?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, this next story is about an election, and when an election is happening, it's really important to vote. In fact, anyone who lives somewhere where you get to vote is pretty lucky. But the question remains, when you're voting, who do you vote for? Well, the main character in this next story thinks that you should vote for her. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Eliana. I'm 10 years old, and I live in New York. This is my story, Stepping Up.
Good evening, America. I'm Anastasia Ramirez.
And I'm here, too.
And welcome to It's Gotta Be Someone, your source for relentless coverage of the presidential election. As we like to say, when it comes to election news, something's always breaking.
It's November 16th, 2023, and with only 353 days remaining until the election, things are really starting to heat up.
Absolutely, Ted. Everyone who wants to run for president is announcing it now before it becomes too late. And as we all know, here in the United States, everyone and anyone can become president.
As long as you're a citizen, have lived in the country for at least 14 years, or at least 35 years old.
Yes, Ted, thank you.
And submit a petition containing a minimum of 5,000 signatures.
Yes, Ted, thank you.
With at least 200 of those signatures from each of their state's congressional districts.
I didn't know that last bit.
You know, me neither. I just Googled it, actually.
Huh.
Of course, it also doesn't hurt to have lots and lots of money to spend on a campaign.
And speaking of campaigns, remember, if you want to run for president, act now. The clock is ticking, and honestly, we're running out of things to talk about. Up next, flag pins. Fashion yay or fashion nay?
But first, back to commercials.
Happy birthday, dear Sienna. Happy birthday to you.
On the eve of this, my 35th year of life, I, Illinois Senator Sienna Parker, am proud to announce that I am ready for a change.
Oh, cool. Are you going to quit your job and start a food truck?
No.
Oh, are you finally going to commit to flossing regularly?
No. Friends, I am talking about making a huge step towards achieving my lifelong dream.
Oh, owning an exotic pet? Because I do not recommend that.
No! Now that I am 35, I can legally run for president! And I wanted my closest pals to be here to watch me take out my phone and make my official announcement tweet!
Oh!
Very cool. All right. I love it.
Okay. Oh boy, here we go. Gotta post something dignified, inspiring, 140 characters or less. Got it. Heads up, everyone. Sienna Parker is running for president. Hashtag Parker24. Hashtag stepping up. And post.
Oh, excuse me. My phone just...
Oh, hey, this is Sienna.
I know. I can count on all of you to vote for me, right?
I'm busy.
Seriously, do you realize what's at stake?
Fine. If I vote, will I get a sticker?
Yes! Everyone will get a sticker!
Welcome back to It's Gotta Be Someone.
I'm Anastasia Ramirez, and with the presidential election a mere 276 days away, we are dedicated to talking circles around the same soundbite for days at a time in an effort to maintain our ratings.
I've had to use the restroom for hours, but they literally won't let me leave this desk.
Today in the nation's capital, the candidates have been called out of their quiet homes to give a few minute speech outlining exactly what they'll do for this country if they were to be elected president.
We take you now to the National Mall, where Sienna Parker is just beginning her address.
My fellow Americans, here are a few of my many ideas, and more importantly, how I plan to make them happen. As president, I want to give equality to everyone in my country. I believe males and females are equal, and men should treat women equally.
Wow, the crowd certainly seems mesmerized by Senator Parker's ideas.
Yes, and more on that historic speech later. First, where did candidate Brian Smith golf yesterday? And the shocking story behind why he chose those shorts.
Uh-oh.
Well, a few days after Sienna gave her speech, it was time to vote in the primaries.
Spoiler alert, we all voted after all.
And we all voted for Sienna, duh.
I voted for Brian Smith.
And we all got stickers.
Selfie, hashtag stepping up.
Sienna and Brian ended up being their party's nominees, which means that they became opponents in the main election.
Sienna was inching ever closer to fulfilling her lifelong dream. In the days leading up to the election, she shook hands.
Pleasure to meet you.
Kissed babies.
Oh, come here, baby.
Gave more speeches.
And Grover Cleveland, our 22nd and 24th president, once said,
and even did the most important thing a presidential candidate can do, write books endorsed by celebrities.
And you get a book! And you get a book! Everybody has to read this book!
Wow, impressive. What about Brian Smith?
He hasn't written any books, but he did write this tweet. If I'm elected president, I promise not to change anything.
Boring!
Not even my socks.
Ew!
The night of the election, Sienna made an enormous bowl of popcorn, sat down on her couch, and clicked on the TV at exactly 8 p.m.
All right, Sienna, this is it. Time to find out the results of the election. Now I just have to balance this popcorn on my lap, grab the remote, and
This just in, we have big news. Parker wins California, Texas, and New York.
Yes!
Meanwhile, Brian Smith has taken 10 states.
No!
Yes, it looks like Smith has swept Vermont, South Carolina, Maryland, West Virginia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Hawaii, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island.
Hold on a second, aren't those...
the 10 smallest states in the country, by square footage. Not a very impressive showing for Smith. Meanwhile, Parker has taken the other 37 states!
All right!
37 plus 10 plus 3 is 50, meaning all the results are in. Well, folks, it looks like I can officially say that the next president of the United States will be... Sienna Parker!
Woohoo! I did it!
Incredible, Ted! I'm here on the ground in President-elect Parker's living room, where the former senator has enthusiastically leapt off her couch with total disregard for the bowl of popcorn on her lap. Congratulations, Sienna! But don't forget, the next election cycle is only 1,461 days away. Better start campaigning. The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hello?
Hi, is this Eliana?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Lee from the Story Pirates.
Hi, Lee.
How are you?
I'm good.
Eliana, your story is stepping up.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about what inspired you to write it?
A few years ago, I started to understand politics and start to enjoy it. And I want to be president when I'm older so I can make laws because our country is very not perfect.
So you want to be president. Can you talk to me about what it will take for you to get to that place?
Well, first I need to turn 35. It works out perfectly because elections are in November and my birthday is August. So I'd be old enough to run that same year. I'm lucky.
Oh, great. Yeah, you don't have to wait very long.
I think I'm just basically going to do what my character and my story did.
Do you have any sense of what your platform will be or what issues you'll be running on?
I think that I would want to make it so everyone has equal rights and everyone is allowed here in the wall between countries.
So do you know how like a lot of presidents will have a slogan or a sentence that they say that sort of like sums up what they're about and what they believe in?
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas what your slogan would be?
Rough drafts, equal rights for everyone.
Incredible.
Thank you.
I love that you said rough draft.
Yes. I'll think of something in the next 20 years.
I'm sure you will, but it's good to have a rough draft so you can start thinking about it. So why do you think equal rights is important?
Because I believe that even if we look all different, we're all the same on the inside. And that's what counts.
Yeah. We're all humans.
Yes.
I love that. So as a young person who wants to run for president someday, what's it like for you to see women running for president? Because it hasn't always happened, right?
Yeah. I feel really proud of them. I don't care how far they're getting. They're brave enough to actually run.
Uh-huh.
And I want to be an inspiration for women and girls all over the country.
The same way they're an inspiration for you.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite parts of your story is when Sienna finds out that she won the election and spills popcorn everywhere.
Yes. She's just like, okay, let's see if I won. I might win. There's like, I really might win. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to eat my popcorn. Wait, I won. Oh my God, there's popcorn everywhere.
She's like shocked.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be nervous when you're watching the election returns come in for your own election when you're running?
Yeah, I've been shaking just waiting for this call. Like, I was shaking really bad. So I think if it's a matter that big, then I think I'll just be about to explode.
Everybody, maybe keep the popcorn away from Eliana. She's going to spill it all over the place.
Yeah.
Eliana, thank you so much for talking to me about all this stuff.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a special thanks to today's authors, Asa and Eliana. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, have you ever heard the phrase, one person's trash is another person's treasure? Well, write us a story about a character who discovers great value in something that someone else doesn't value at all. What is the thing
that they feel so differently about, and why do they feel so differently about it? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Jonathan Roberts, and Chad Chennai. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky, and our staff writer is Mike Cabalon. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Lee Polis. This episode features performances by PJ Adzema, Dewey Cadell, Ariana Ennis, Ilana Fishbein, Alex Golden, Hallie Haas, Gabby Hornig, April Laval, Maggie McKinnon, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Peter Russo, Jesse Thurston, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. The Raccoon's Very Hard Choice was written by Jack Mitchell and produced by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. The Asteroids Chase Sequence was written by Jack Mitchell and arranged and produced by Eric Gerson. Ugh, this place is a mess. No one ever picks up after we do a story. There's popcorn all over the deck of the ship. You know what? I'm going to make a sign telling everyone to clean up after themselves. Okay, let's see. What should the sign say? Oh, I know. Hey! Woo!
The best place to put your trash. The best place to put your garbage. The best place to put your recycling is the trash. Or the recycling bin, or the compost place, yeah!
Okay, and just put a little smiley face at the bottom to make it extra passive aggressive.